The recent cattle markets have us kind of scratching our heads. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That's putting that very bluntly. I talked with Brad Coyma, 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 and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
Sounds good, Keith. Thanks for having me on, and I'll do my best, although I'd say that yesterday for me, 45 years of doing this would certainly rank right up there with one of the more frustrating, dumber days that I've experienced. Normally, when I do this with you in the morning, I've got a little page full of notes that I, you know, write to myself that the things I want to be sure to talk about. I've got a blank piece of paper in front of me this morning, so let's go ahead and run through yesterday's deal a little bit. You're right, we did have a largely neutral cattle and feed report, and then the news over the weekend, Sunday night, basically that they had a confirmed case of screwworms just under 70 miles from the Texas border.
And as Brad pointed out, that was probably more of the market mover, the news with the new world screwworm case detected in Mexico.
You know, that's what got us started higher, understandably so, I suppose, you know, market reacting to, if it's that close, then we would think that they probably would further postpone any opening of the border, right? But it was the further comments by Secretary Rollins that I think really, really poured gas on the fire here of the what if. Because her way at the end of her little speech as she was explaining what's going on, she said, well, you know, this beef industry is very important and blah, 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 and we got to do something for the ranchers. And, you know, we're going to incentivize the ranchers to expand their herds. Well, that morphed into, oh, I bet they're going to pay us to hold a heifer. I bet they're going to do them some kind of a government program. And the total lack of detail, Keith, is exasperating. I mean, because, you know, and it's the most ridiculously stupid idea I've heard. So stupid that you'd say, well, maybe government would do it because government does stupid things, right? Obviously, you got somebody that doesn't even understand what you do to have to do to set up a heifer to get it bred.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.